Queen Ushla, and Fedra Eir Urdabur Siachain, a whole God, the High Toast to Kogala. So, ladies and gentlemen, can I please ask you to take your seats for the commencement of the conference? So, Queen Ushla, a Gaship Shatha Branu, Ershaw, Irin Idzeline, the false word Uberfad, he Kogal Skotans, Irin Over, Idzikus Moonshori, like Kartus Socialta. So, ladies and gentlemen, and to those of you watching online, you're all most welcome to this year's Scotians Conference on the theme of teacher education for social justice. Just a couple of housekeeping matters before we proceed any further. The exits, in case of an emergency, are here to my left or your right, one door here and one door there as well. And also, please make sure your phones are on silent, but please be tweeting away using the hashtag Scotians2015. Scotians2015 is the hashtag, and Scotians has its own Twitter handle, @Scotians, as well. So please feel free to tweet your comments and your thoughts throughout the conference over the next day and a half or so. And please remember, this is being streamed live in all plenary sessions, both today and tomorrow. On behalf of the Steering Committee of Scotians and my co-chair, Professor Linda Clark, I'm delighted to formally welcome the Minister for Education from the North of Ireland, Donard Dowd's MLA, who will open the conference for us in a few moments. Also very delighted to welcome Professor Kathleen Lynch from UCD, who will be giving the first keynote this evening, and Professor Ken Zeichner will be giving the closing keynote tomorrow afternoon. Teacher education for social justice. I think, like so much else in the general discourse in teaching and learning, that theme or title might strike some of us as being little more than common sense. Sure, of course, you might say teacher education should be for social justice. Do teachers not constantly remind us of the difference they want to make as professionals in their children's and students' lives? But I think when we reflect on it a bit more, as I'm sure we'll see over the next day and a half, the truth is more nuanced and perhaps more complex than that. We all know, for example, I'm told by my colleagues in the steering committee, how terms like teacher educators and teacher education are quite contested in both the academic and political spheres. The understanding of what it takes to help people begin to learn about becoming a teacher varies widely around the globe. In many respects, of course, this is because the understanding of why we teach and learn is also hotly contested. Are teachers, for example, are they there to prepare young people for the needs of the economy and perhaps society now? Or should we empower our teachers to in turn empower our children and young people to ask questions of their own, to interrogate what we do, how we do it, and why we do it? And of course, that's related in turn to contested understandings of teachers' professionalism. Is it about a collaborative culture rooted in inquiry as stance, to quote Marilyn Cochran Smith? Or is it about the unquestioned expert who imparts their wisdom and knowledge to all those before them? Aaron Duncan, who recently announced his retirement as the US Secretary of State for Education, said in a recent blog that teachers are our nation builders. Quite an attractive phrase on first hearing. And such a statement would seem to be perfectly in keeping with our conference theme this year, and indeed with that moral dimension that teachers tell us they associate with their professional role. But I think there's a logic inherent in that statement of Duncan's that's dangerously seductive, for I think it nurtures the belief that all of society's woes and injustices can and should be solved by teachers. I submit that they cannot, nor should they. The conference title is Teacher Education for Social Justice, not teacher education as social justice. Teachers are leaders of learning, but this leadership, I think, it should be understood in its most distributed sense, as I was saying to the Minister just before the conference kicked off. And if I can wear my teaching council hat for just one moment, I would say our organisation is based on the premise that teachers do lead, but in partnership with others. Teachers inspire us, they encourage us, they support us, but they help us build our nation together. I think in our reflections on social justice and how teacher education can support that, we should remember the responsibility every single one of us carries as citizens to the generations of both now and the future. So on that note, I'd now like to call on the Minister for Education, John O'Dowd's MLA, to formally open our conference.